Today, Shir is Masechta Yom on Daf Tez Zayin. We will begin on Daf Tez Vav Amid Beis, 12 lines from the bottom of the Amid, with the words Tanan Hasam. Before we begin today's new sugya, I would like to briefly correct a mistake I made the last time I had the schus to say the Daf on Daf Tez. At the end of the Daf there was a story of Resh Lakish who was swimming, and Rabbi Bar Bar Chana gave him his hand and pulled him out of the water. And at the shir, the previous shir, I had said that Rabbi Bar Bar Chana said to Resh Lakish that you who are from Bavel, Hashem hates you because since you all didn't come back when Ezra came back from the Gola to Eretz Yisrael, that's why there's only a bas kol, there's not the full amount of Shechina as there was in the first place of Migdash. However, that is a mistake. It is not Rabbi Bar Bar Chana who said it to Resh Lakish, but rather it is Resh Lakish who said it to Rabbi Bar Chana. Resh Lakish was together with Rabbi Yochanan in Eretz Yisrael, and Rabbi Bar Chana was coming from Bavel, and that's what Resh Lakish told Rabbi Bar Bar Chana. And a number of proofs to this is that later the sugya says that Resh Lakish came to Rabbi Yochanan and told him what he had said to Rabbi Bar Bar Chana, as the last Rashi on Tesamid Bay says, Ki asur Rab Shimon ben Lakish l'kami to Rabbi Yochanan v'siper loy kach amarti loy l'ploini. That's what I told to Rabbi Bar Bar Chana. So we see clearly from Rashi that it was Resh Lakish who had said that to Rabbi Bar Bar Chana, that Hashem hates the Bavloyim and not the reverse. Rabbi Yochanan disagreed. Rabbi Yochanan said that the reason there was not a complete Shechina in the second base of Migdash was because Poras contributed to the building of the second base of Migdash, and there is only Shechina when you have the when it's being done ba'ole shame, when only shame is involved. And also, you see from the Tosfos there, the Ramaskar Rabbi Lazar, the Rabbi Lazar says that the Tosfos says that Resh Lakish would not begin a conversation, because the Gemara asked the question there, did Resh Lakish ever speak to Rabbi Bar Chana? Is that possible? Resh Lakish never in public spoke to anyone, even Rabbi Lazar, who was considered the Mora de Asra de Yisrael. And Tosfos points out that he only wasn't maschil in a conversation. He only didn't begin a conversation. He did answer. Tosfos proves this from a Gemara in Zvachim. So we see clearly that Tosfos understands that Resh Lakish had initiated a conversation here, and on that the Gemara asks, how could Resh Lakish initiate when Resh Lakish never initiated a conversation in public? So it is clear from Rashi Tosfos that the correct pshat in that Gemara is that Resh Lakish said to Rabbi Bar Bar Chana, you who come from Bavel, Hashem hates you. Now that we've corrected that the mistake, we are ready to begin today's sugya, which again is on Daf Tez Vav Amud Beis, 12 lines from the bottom of the Amud. Tanan Hasam. The Gemara is now going to ask a stira between a Mishnah in Masechta Tamid and a Mishnah in Masechta Midas. Tanan Hasam, we learned there in Masechta Tamid. Amar Lahem Hamemuna, the designated Kayin, said to the other Kohanim. Rashi says that the Memunah refers to the Skan Kohen. Tosfos, based on a Yerushalmi, the second Tosfos on the Amud, disagrees, because Tosfos brings that the Skan Kohen had five jobs that he had to do, and this Mishnah is not one of those five jobs. So rather, Tosfos learns that the Memunah was one of the appointed Kohanim. He was not the assistant, the deputy Kohen Gadol, as Rashi's opinion is. What did this Memunah say to the other Kohanim? Tzu, go out, ve'viu tla milishkas beis hatoloim, bring for the Korban Tamid a sheep from the chamber of the Tloim, as Rashi brings from the Gemara in Erechin, that ain poiskin mishisha tloim hamavukorim belishkas hatoloim, that there was always at least six sheep that there was no mum on them, that were ready to be brought as a korban. So he told the Kohanim, go and bring a tle from the Lishkas Beis HaTaloyim. V'haloi Lishkas HaTaloyim ha'isa b'miktsaya tzvaynis maravis. Now usually the word v'haloi is a question. Rashi over here explains that it's not a question, but rather the word v'haloi is v'harei. And now this is the fact. V'halo Lishkas Hatulayim Haisa B'Miktsoy Yatzvanis Maravis. It was in this chamber which had these six sheep that were checked, that they had no mum on them. It was in the northwestern part of what? Rashi explains, of the Beis HaMoka. There was a large structure in the Beis HaMikdash, which constantly had a fire there, because the Kohanim, in order that there shouldn't be a chatzitza, a separation between the Kohanim's feet and the floor of the Beis HaMikdash, which was made out of marble, the Kohanim did not wear any shoes or socks. They went barefoot, and they had to warm up their feet, and therefore there was this structure in the northwestern part of the Beis HaMikdash, which was called Beis HaMokad, and it had four small suites that entered into the large hall structure of the Beis HaMokad. V'alo lishkas hatzloim hoysa b'miktsoya tzvoynis maravis. The chamber of the sheep was in the northwestern part of the Beis HaMokad. V'arba lishkas hoysham. There were actually four chambers there. Achas Lishkas HaTloim. One is the one we just mentioned, the Lishkas HaTloim. Va'achas, and the second one is Lishkas HaChoysomais, the chamber of receipts. As Rashi explains, that if someone wanted to buy salsois unesachim, he wanted to buy fine flour or wine. This is the Rashi, the second wide line at the bottom discusses this, that if someone wanted to buy fine flour or wine, he would give money to the Kohen, and the Kohen would give him a receipt, and then he would take that receipt and go to another Kohen who was in charge of the actual Salasis and Esachim, and he would give the receipt to the second Kohen, and the Kohen would give him what he needed. And the receipts that were used were stored up in this chamber called the Lishkas HaChoysomais, the third Lishka, which entered into the Beis HaMokad, Va'achas Lishkas Beis HaMokad. And there was another chamber, which was also called the Beis HaMokad. It was the Lishkas Beis HaMokad. The entire structure was the Beis HaMokad, and this was the Lishkas Beis HaMokad. Now, Rashi explains, as we said before, that the purpose of the fire that was in the Lishkas Beis HaMokad is the same as in the Beis HaMokad itself, and that is to warm up the feet of the Kohanim. We will see later that those Kohanim who were not able to enter into the Beis HaMokad itself, who were Tomei, they had a Mikra Lila, they saw Keri at night, and had to go to a Mikvah. They needed Harav Shemesh, so they weren't able to enter into the Beis HaMikdash itself. And of these four chambers, two of them were in the Kodesh. And as we're going to see in the Gemara, one chamber was used for Lechem Aponim, and the other chamber was used for the Tzoloyim, which were Dvorim of Kedusha. So they were in the southern part of this Beis HaMokad, which was in the Kodesh. However, in the northern part, which had two other chambers, those chambers were not in the Kodesh. They were in the Chol part of this Beis HaMokad structure. So the V'achas Lish Beis HaMokad, so according to Rashi, the Lishkas Beis HaMokad and the Beis HaMokad both had fires there in order to warm up the feet of the Kohanim. However, if you look in the top Tosfos here, which is actually not in the right order according to our sugya, it should come after the second Tosfos of Armelam Amamuna, as the Masor Shas points out. But the first Tosfos on top of the Daf brings a Rabbeinu Chananel that says that the purpose of these fires was in fact to use these fires to bring it on the Mizbeach, for the fire on the Mizbeach. And why did you need two fires? Because in case one got extinguished, you had a backup. This Lishkas Beis HaMokad, in fact, was a backup for the Beis HaMokad itself. The fourth chamber in the Beis HaMokad was Va'achas Lishkas She'oisim by Lechem Aponim. This was the Lishka where the Lechem Aponim, as Rashi brings down, the Beis Gormo, the second last Rashi on the Daf, the Beis Gormo, this group of Kohanim, they were the ones who bake the Lechem Aponim, and this was the chamber where the Lechem Aponim was made. So this is the Mishnah in Masechta Tamid. And now the Gemara asks a stira. V'reminu, I'll ask you a question from a Mishnah in Masechta Midas. Arba Lishkas Hoyle Beis HaMoikas. There were four chambers in the Beis HaMoikas. Kitonios Hapsuchas Latraklan. They were like small suites that entered into a large hall, which was the Beis HaMokad itself. And as we said before, Shtayim Bakodesh, two of those chambers were in the southern part of the Beis HaMolkad, and they were in the Kodesh part of the Beis HaMikdash, Ushtayim Bachoel, and two were built outside of the wall of the Azara, and they were in the secular part, the non-Kodesh part of the Beis HaMikdash, Veroshe Paspasin, and the top of posts, Mavdilin Ben Kodesh L'chol, would make a separation. How would one know if one is in the chol part or one is in the Kodesh? There would be posts over there which would be a marker to indicate where the Kodesh ended and the chol began. Continues the Mishnah in Masechta Midos. Uma hayu mishamshim. What did these four chambers, what was the use of these four chambers? Maravis droimis, the southwestern one, he hoysa lishkas Tully, or as the Bach says, Taloi Korban. This was what we called before Lishkas Taloi. So here right away we see the stira. In the Mishnah Masechta Tamid, it said where was the Lishkas Taloyim, Vahaloi Lishkas Taloyim, Svoinis Maravis, was in the northwestern part of the Beis HaMoked. And here the Mishnah Masechta Midas says that it was in the southwestern. So we have an open contradiction between these two Mishnais. And now we continue on Daf, Tez Zayin Amid Aleph. The Mishnah in Masechta Midas continues to explain what each of the four chambers were used for. Droimis Mizrachis, the southeastern chamber, he Lishka Shehoyo Isimba Lechem upon him. That's the one where the Lechem upon him was made, which we learned before about in Masechta Tamid. And now, Mizrachis Tzefoynis, the northwestern one, Bo Gunzu Beit, excuse me, right? The northeastern one, Bo Gunzu Beis Chashmonoi, there the Chashmonoim, the house of the Chashmonoim, hid Avnim Mizbeach, the stones of the Mizbeach. Why did they have to hide the stones of the Mizbeach? Sheshachzu Malchei Ovdei Kecham, they were defiled by the Greek kings who served on the Mizbeach to their Avodah Zarah, and therefore the original Mizbeach had to be destroyed, and a new Mizbeach built, and the stones of the old Mizbeach were stored in the Lishka, the northeastern one, which we in the Mishnah in Tamid called Lishka Sachoisamois. Tzvainis Maravis, the northwestern chamber, which we in the Mishnah in Tamid called the Lishkas Beis HaMokad. Here, the Mishnah in Midai says it had a different function. Bo Yordin LeBeis HaTfila. They went down to the Beis HaTfila. In other words, as we mentioned before, if a Kohen had a Mikra Lila at night, he had Keri, and he had to be Tovel, and he couldn't enter into Beis HaMikdash until he had hair of Shemesh. So the mikveh that he would go to be Tovel in, there was a exit from this Lishka in the northwestern part of the Beis HaMokad, and he would go to that mikveh, and he would wait till Harav Shemesh, and that's why this Lishka was in the Chol part, because he wasn't allowed to enter the Beis HaMikdash until he had Tefillah with Harav Shemesh, with night, the following night coming, then only was he allowed to enter. So that's why it was held in the Chol part. So what is our Gemara's question? Our Gemara's question is, as we mentioned before, an open stira. The Mishnah in Talmud said that the Lishkas Taloyim is in the northwestern part of the Beis HaMokad, and the Mishnah in Masechta Midas says it's in the southwestern part. The top Tosfos, Dromos Mizrachis, asks a very simple question, and that is that the only stira that we have between the two Mishnayos? There are other stiras, namely that we called one of the Lishkas Chosomois, and here it's called the place where the Beis Chashmonaim hid the, stored the Avnei Mizbeach. So, and before you said it's the Lishkas Chosomois. And then the Lishkas Beis HaMokad, which we refer to in Masechta Tamid, here in Masechta Midas, it tells you that from there they went to the Beis HaTfilah. The Gemara doesn't ask that stira. Why not, ask Tosas? Tosas answers very simply. Because, of course, one Lishka could have dual purposes. It could be the Lishka's Chaisamas, where the Chaisamas were stored, and at the same time, it could be used to store the Avnei Mizbeach. It could be the Lishka's base Hamokad, and at the same time, it could have an exit to go down to the mikveh where they were toivel. So that doesn't bother the Gemara. But what does bother the Gemara is an open stira. Where was the Lishka's base of Toloim? Was it in the northwestern part of the base Hamokad, or was it in the southwestern part of the base Hamokad? Amar Rav Huna. So Rav Huna is going to give the first of two answers to this stira. The second answer we will discuss b'siyata d'shmaya in tomorrow's shir, because that begins in Daf Yud Zayin Amud Aleph. But the first answer is a very simple answer, and that is it's a machlokas tanoim. The stam mishnah in Masechta Midos is always Reb Elazar ben Yaakov, and the other tan in Masechta Tumah disagrees. So one held it was in the northwest, and Reb Elazar ben Yaakov, who is the Stam Tana of the Mishnah in Midos, he holds it's in the southwest. What the Gemara on this next blot will prove is that, in fact, Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov is always the Stam Tana. Whenever you have an unnamed Mishnah in Masechta Midos, it is Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov. That's what the Gemara is going to set out to prove. So first, the Gemara proves it from the following Stam Mishnah in Masechta Tumah. Mantanami, this Reb Elazar ben Yaakov, this nun. We learned in a anonymous Mishnah in Masechta Midos. This nun in Masechta Midos, we learned. Ezra's Noshim Hoysa Oirech Mea Ushloshim V'chamesh Al Roichev Mea Ushloshim V'chamesh. The Ezra's Noshim was a square of 135 Amos from east to west, and it was also 135 Amos from north to south. There were four chambers in the four corners of the Ezra's Nashim. What did these four chambers, what were they used for? The Romus Mizrachis, the southeastern one. He saw Lishkas HaNazirim. This was called the chamber of the Nazirim. Shesham Nazirim Mevashlam Esh Shalmeyan. A Nazir has to bring a Shlamim, and he has to cook a zroya b'sheila in a pot. So that was the place where they used to cook their shlamim. Umegalchen saran. The procedure as mentioned in Chumash is that the nazir would shear off his hair. Umeshalchen tachas hadut. And he would put his hair as part of the fire under the pot in which the zroya b'sheila was cooking. Where was that done? That was done in the Lishkas Nazirim, the southeastern part of the Ezra's Nashim. The next one, Mizrachis Svoinis, northeastern chamber of the Ezra's Nashim. What was it used for? He Haisa Lishkas Dir Ha'etzim. That was the place where they stored the wood for the Atzei Marocha that were used for the fire on the Mizbeach. And what was done in that Lishka? Shesham Kohan and Bali Mumen. If a Kohen had a defect and he was not able to serve as a Kohen, so yet they wanted him to do something for the Beis HaMikdash. Shesham Kohen Bali Mumen Oimdin Umaslian. They would examine the wood for worms, because worms are not allowed to be brought on the Mizbeach. As the Meiri explains, a worm is not kosher, and therefore you cannot burn it on the Mizbeach. So they had to take out any worms that are found in the wood, and they could only do this in the dry season, where the worms were able to be easily taken out of the wood. However, in the wet season, where the wood was wet, they were unable to take out the worms at that time. Umaslim Beitzim, continues the Gemara, Shekol Eitz, every piece of wood, Sheyesh Boi Toilas, that has in it a worm, Pasul Agabim Mizbeach, you're not allowed to use it on the Mizbeach. So that's what the Lishkas of the Dir Eitzim, which was on the northwestern part of the Ezra's Nashim, the northeastern part of the Ezra's Nashim, that's what it was used for. Now, what was the northwestern? Svonis Maravis. He saw Lishkas HaMetzorayin. This was the Lishka of the Metzorayin, where Metzora, after keeping the 7 days of Tahara, he would go to a mikveh. On the eighth day, he would bring a number of karbonis. One of them was an Asham Metzora, an Asham. And from the Asham Metzora, the blood of the Asham Metzora was put on the middle part of his right ear, the thumb of his right hand, and the big toe of his right foot. And in order to do this, he had to insert the ear, the thumb, and the toe into the Azora. But before he would do that, he would have to go again to the mikveh. The Gemara later in Yunu explains why he had to go again to the mikveh. But the halacha is that he had to go again to the mikveh, and that is the lishka where the mikveh was in the northwestern part of the Ezra's Nashim, where the Mitzrayim used to go to the mikveh before they would put in their thumbs and ear into the beginning of the Azara to sprinkle the dam from the Asham Mitzrayim. Finally, Maravis Droimis, the southwestern lishka of the Ezra's Nashim, Amar Rab Lazar ben Yaakov, Shachachti Mahoisam Shamashas. I forgot, I don't remember what that was used for. This is the Gemara's Raya that Stam Mishnah in Mesechta Midos is always Rab Lazar ben Yaakov. Why? Because, as the Mephorshim explained, because otherwise, why do we mention Rab Lazar ben Yaakov? It must be that Rab Lazar ben Yaakov is saying, I just gave a whole narrative what each of the lishkois are used for, and now I'm telling you, I admit that I don't know. I forget what they used to use the fourth one for. So Mimela, that's the Raya, that's this whole Stam Mishnah before was going according to Rab Lazar ben Yaakov, and now he says, the three I knew, the fourth one I don't know. Abishol Oimer, Abishol says, I do know what the fourth one was used for. Bo yunoisnen yayin v'shem. And there they used to put the wine and the oil. V'hi hoisnen kras, lishkas beishmanya. Since they used to put the oil there, it was called the lishka of the house of oil. I heard an interesting kasha and teretz from Rav Moshe Brown Shlita. He asked a question. We say in the story of Hanukkah, in the Al HaNisim, we say that the Yevonim came into the Heichal, v'timu kol hashmanim. He says, L'chara, we have a question from this Gemara. What do you mean they came into the Heichal, where the menorah was, and v'timu kol hashmanim? Here we have this Gemara in Yuma Tezayin, which says that the shmanim were stored in the Lishkas Beishmanya, which was in the Ezra's Nashim. It wasn't even in the Azara. It was outside the Ezra's Yisrael. It certainly was not in the Heichal where the menorah was. So what is the pshat? So he gave a teretz based on Rabbi Kiva Eger and Agilian Ashas and Masech to Shabbos. Rabbi Kiva Eger says, he quotes this from Shas and Tshuva's Bote Kohana, that this Sefer says that the ones that were stored in the Ezra's Nashim were the oils that were used for the Menachos. However, the oil that was used for the Menorah, which had to be Shem and Zayazach, it had to be the first drop after you crush the olive from where the oil came out from. That's the only oil that's permitted to be used for the Menorah. That oil, in fact, was not stored in the Lishkas Beish Shmanya, but rather it was stored in the Heichal. So when the Yevonim came in, they were takamatama, all the Shmanim of Shem and Zayazach, which was stored in the Heichal. So this is the Gemara's Raya, that Rab Lazar ben Yaakov is the Stam Tana of the Mishnayos in Midos, and that's why there's no question of the stira between the Mishnah in Talmud and the Mishnah in Midos, because the Mishnah in Talmud is a different Tana than Rab Lazar ben Yaakov, who is the Stam Tana of the Mishnah in Midos. Now the Gemara says, Hachinami Mistavra, I'll bring you a proof that Rab Lazar ben Yaakov is the Stam Tana of Mesechta Midos. This none, because we learnt in a Mishnah, a Stam Mishnah, Mesechta Midos, and now the Gemara is going to enumerate a number of Stam Mishnah is there, Mesechta Midos, and the Gemara is going to prove that if not for Rab Lazar ben Yaakov, the entire Mishnayos would be not comprehensible. It's only if we go like Rab Lazar ben Yaakov. This nun, we learned there in a Stam Mishnah Masechta Midos. Kol Aksolim Shehayu Sham, all the walls that were connected with the Beis HaMikdash, Hayu Gvoyin, they were very high. In other words, the Gemara is speaking about the wall that's on top of the door. As we'll soon see, the doors were all 20 amas high. Then there was a structure built on top of the wall, and that structure could, the Meiri says, could even be up to 100 amas. The fact is that the Tais Yishonim says they were actually 40 amas tall. But there was no shear of how tall they could be. The door had to be 20 amas. Above that could be a very tall structure. So they all had this tall structure on top of the door. The only door that did not have a tall structure was Chutz mikaislu mizrachi, except for the eastern wall. This was the wall of the Harabayis. This was the eastern wall. If a person wanted to enter the Beis HaMikdash, so we have to remember he would come in from the Harazesim. What we have today, the Kosel, is Kosel Maravi. That's actually, anyone who's taken a tour underneath the Kosel Maravi has seen where the Kotshei Kadoshim ended. In other words, because you were coming in from the Harazesim, you were going from east to west, and the Kosel Maravi is thus behind what was the Kodesh HaKadoshim. So the eastern, the most easterly wall of the Har Abayis, before you're going to enter into, as we're going to soon learn, the Soreg and the Chil, that wall on top of the door had to be a very low wall. It could not be 100 amos, it could not be 40 amos, it had to be an am or two, very small structure. Why? Shahakoyin has surface a pora when the pora aduma after the shechita. So the halacha is that the koyin who burns the pora to make the mechatos oimid bahar mishcha, he is standing on the har mishcha, the mountain of oil. Rashi says hu har hazesim. That's the har hazesim. And Rashi brings down the pasuk in Bamidbar Yutes. Vehiz are right opposite where we're in the Gemara. You'll see the pasuk mentioned in Rashi. Vehiz are el nochach pnei almayit. There was a halacha that the Kohen had to sprinkle blood after the shechita of the Por Aduma towards the door of the oil mayit. So we learn out two halachas. One halacha is he had to sprinkle towards the oil mayit, and we also learn out that he had to see the door that all through, every door of the Beis HaMikdash was exactly one after the other. You could look through one door after the other until you would actually see the entrance into the Heichal of the Beis HaMikdash. So that was the Chiyuv. Here it's speaking about the Mishkan, so it speaks about Pnei Oil Moyed, but in the time of the Beis HaMikdash, he had to mamish see the Heichal itself. Umechaven v'roya keneged pischa shel heichal. He had to be mechaven to see the pesach of the heichal. Bishas hazos adam. When he sprinkled the dam. Now the question is, how was he able to do this? The problem that Gemara is going to grapple with is that the Beis HaMikdash was on the Har Habayis. And how do we get up the mountain in the Beis HaMikdash? The answer is there were steps. There were various steps through the Beis HaMikdash. And at each step, the karka, the ground of the Beis HaMikdash, was leveled out. So you went to get to the next level of height of the Beis HaMikdash, you would go up steps until you were on a flat ground. Utnan, we learned in another Stam Mishnah in Masechta Midas, call up Sochem Shoy Yisham, all the doors that were there, Gvoyin Esrim Amah, were 20 Amis high. V'roich, when they were wide, Esrim Amis, they were 10 Amis wide. Utnan, we learned in another Stam Mishnah Masechta Midas, Lefnim Mimenu, inside the door of the eastern wall, which was by the Har Abayis, the next section that you entered was the Soreg. The Soreg was a lattice work. If you look at the wide lines of Rashi, the fourth line, you'll see that Rashi, in fact, says Shekarim lattice. This was, as we know, a lattice fence. It's all the pieces of wood are on a slant. And there was a barrier because anyone, a goy, or someone who was a Tomei Meis, Midrabbanan, the halacha was, he was not allowed to go past this area. So they put as a marker, the Soreg. From Rashi, it is mashma, that the Soreg was only on the eastern part, after the door going in from the Harabayis, that eastern wall. Then came the Soreg, and the Soreg was only there. If you look at the third wide line of Rashi, Hoyesham Lefnim Mikaisel Mazrachi. However, the Rush agrees with Rashi. The Rush says this beferish. However, the Rambam disagrees. The Rambam holds that the Soreg was all around this lattice work. This fence was all around the Beis HaMikdash. Utnan, lefnim imenu achel. Past the Soreg, The next area was called the Chel. And this, everyone agrees, went all the way around the Beis HaMikdash. And what was the length of this Chel? Eser Amos, it took up 10 Amos. And these inyanim here are really not negeya to what we want to prove. Now comes the proof that we're going to prove that all the Stam Mishnayos is Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov. Because we're going to count the following. Shtayim Esrei Malos HaYisham. Now, from the Chil going up into the next section of the Beis HaMikdash, which was the Ezras Nashim, there were 12 steps. Rum Maila Chatzi Amma. The height of each step was a half amma. The shulchan, the tread, what you stepped on, was also chatzi amma. So if you had 12 steps from the chil to the Ezras Nashim, how many ammas did you have? 6. Because each step was a half an amma. So we already have 6 ammas. So we are elevating the floor of the Beis HaMikdash by 6 ammas. Tezvav Milos, Oilos Mitoicha, from Mitoicha means from the Ezras Nashim, there were 15 steps. We know this is the Shira Malas. We have 15 Shira Malas in Tehillim. Keneged these 15 steps on which the Levim said Shira. Tezvav Malas Oros Mitoicha. Hayordos Ezras Yisrael. If you were stepping down from Ezras Yisrael into the Ezras Nashim, you would go down these 15 steps. Hayordos Mi Ezras Yisrael, Lazarus Nashim. Rum Mila, the same thing. How high was each step? Chatziyama. Vishulcha, the tread, chatziyama. So now it comes out, I have 15 steps divided in half, because each one was a half amma, so I have 7.5 ammas that I'm going up. So I already, when I entered the eastern gate of the Beis HaMikdash, until this point, I've already elevated myself 13.5 ammas. Utsnan, we learned in another Stam Mishnah in Masechta Midos. Beino Ulam leMizbeach. How much space was there between the Ulam, which was the foyer in front of the Heichal, to the Mizbeach? Chav Beis Amid, 22 Amos. Ushtayim Esrim Malos Hayisham. They had 12 steps there, going from that area between the Mizbeach and the Ulam up to the Ulam. There were 12 steps. Rum Mila. How high was each step? Chatziyama. Vishulcha the tread, chatziyama. So if you have another 12 steps and divided by 2, now you have 6 amas. So you already have how much? You have 6 amas and 7.5 amas and another 6 amas. So altogether you have 19.5 amas. Utsnan, we learned in another Mishnah there. Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov Oimer, Ma lo haisasham. There was an elevation there, meaning between the Ezras Yisroel and the Ezras Kohanim. Once you entered from the Ezras Nashim into the Azorah, you would first come to the 11 Amos of the Ezras Yisrael. And the Yisrael was not allowed to go past those 11 Amos. Then came the 11 Amos of the Ezras Kohanim. But there was one step, according to Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov, between the Ezras Yisrael and the Ezras Kohanim. V'gvoya Amo. It was high in Amo. And Viduchan, there was a platform, Nasanola, which was put on top of this step of an Amma. Uboi Shalish Malois. It had 3 steps. Shal Chatzi Chatzi Amma. Each step was a half an Amma. So we have another 1.5 Ammas. So now, in this whole calculation here, there is a Machloikis Rishonim. If you look at the Rashi, 4 lines from the bottom, Rashi says, Karka Heichel Mikarka Tachten, Chof Amma V'chetzi. Rashi only can says that there, according to Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov, there were 20.5 Amos. Which means, from the time that you entered the eastern wall until you got to the door of the Ulam, you went up the steps from the Chil to Ezras Nashim, you went up the steps from the Ezras Nashim to Ezras Yisrael, you stepped up 1 amma, Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov says, from Ezras Yisrael to Ezras Kohanim. Then you stepped up another 6 ammas from in front of the Ulam to the Ulam. If you calculate all that together, you have 20.5 ammas. However, if you look in Rabbeinu Chananel says, the first wide line of Rabbeinu Chananel, Hamizrachi kiven shegvoy shapesach chaf amma nishim and apesach chatzi amma shloik yisur amma asalolo v'yochol lirois Pesach Ha'echel, Alekivin Sheshana, Ki Kaisam Ezracha Yenama, Kedei Liris Malav Pesach Ha'echel, Lamadnu, Shedivir Avlazim Yaakim, Shemoysev, Alamalas Halalu, Beiz Amas V'chatzi, Goiva. According to Rabbeinu Chananel, we're not adding one Amma, according to Avlazim Yaakov. We're adding 2.5 Amas. Why are we adding 2.5 Amas? As you'll see in the last line of the Rabbeinu Chananel, it says, Goiva Hamalas V'aduchen Chof Beis Amma. Because the Rabbeinu Chananel argues that there's not only one Amma between the Ezra Yisrael and the Ezra Kohanim, there is 2.5 Ammas, because you had a Duchen. And the Duchen had 3 steps, and each step was a half Amma. That's another 1.5 Ammas. So it comes out, according to Rabbeinu Chananel, you went up a total of 22 Ammas from the eastern wall until the Ulam. According to Rashi, you only went up 20.5. What does Rashi do with the 1.5 Ammas? So the Tosfos Rit answers, because there were steps up, but there were also steps down. In other words, according to the Tosfos Rit, who explains Rashi, you didn't go up a full 2.5 Ammas till you came to a level spot. You went up 1 Amma, then you went up another Amma and a half, but then you walked down an Amma and a half. There were 3 steps on the other side. So and then you came to the floor of the Ezra's Kohanim. So according to Rashi and the Tosfos Rit, how much did you elevate yourself at that point? Only 1 Amma. Now, I'm going to explain outside what the Gemara's Raya is. So now, if we say without Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov, which we said comes out either 22 Ammas or 20.5 Ammas, Machlokes Rishonim. But let's go without Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov. Let's say, according to the Chachamim who disagree with Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov, and they hold that there was no step between the Ezra's Yisrael and the Ezra's Kohanim. There was no elevation of 1 Amma. How much do you have altogether? As we made a cheshbon before, you have 6, 7.5, and another 6. That makes a total of 19.5 Ammas. So now, why was this eastern wall on top of the door low? The answer is, because if the Kohen is supposed to be standing on the Har HaMishka, the Har HaZesim, and looking through all the doors to get to the Heichal, the door of the Ulam, so according to Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov, it makes sense why that wall had to be very short. Why? Because in through the door, he wouldn't be able to see it. According to Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov, what's the elevation from the eastern wall until the Ulam? Either 20.5 Amos minimum, Tosfos Rit and Rashi, or 22, according to Rabbeinu Chananel. The door's height was only 20 Amos. So it means if you're standing at the entrance to the eastern wall of the Beis HaMikdash, you're standing on the Har HaBayis, on the Har HaZesim, and you're looking through that door, the top of that door will be lower than the bottom of the door of the Ulam. Because you have an elevation to the door of the Ulam of 20.5 or 22 Amas. And what you're peering through is only 20 Amas. So how can you see the door of the Heichal? You have a chiyuv based on that pasuk in Bamidbar to look straight through all the doors into the door of the Heichal. Your top of your door is lower than the threshold of the door going into the Ulam. So therefore, according to Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov, it makes sense why the wall on top of the eastern gate was very low. So then the Kohen could peer over that wall, and then he could see through all the doors into the Heichal. Because if he had to do it through the door itself, he wouldn't be able to, as we just explained. However, if you hold like the Chachamim, who say there was no elevation, there was no 2.5 Amas or an Amma between the Ezra's Yisrael and the Ezra's Kohanim. So what was the elevation? 19.5 Amas. Oh, if it was 19.5 Amas, why couldn't I make the structure on top of the door of the eastern wall 40 Amas like all the other doors? How do I see into the Heichal? Through the Ulam? Very simple. I have a half a Amma space, because my door is 20 Ammas. How much elevated is the Ulam over the door from the eastern wall? 19.5 Ammas. I have a half Amma that I could still see on top of the threshold going into the Heichal. So why was it necessary to lower the wall? Must be, it's going Stam Mishnah is like Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov. Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov says there was an elevation of one Am or 2.5 Amas, Machlokes Rishonim, between the Ezra Yisrael and the Ezra Kainim. Then it will be either 20.5 Amas elevation by the Ulam, or 22 Amas by the Ulam, and then I couldn't see it through the door, which is only 20 Amas. That's the Gemara's riot at Stam Mishnah in the Midos, is Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov. Continues the Gemara. We're at five lines from the bottom of the Amud. Iyam at Bishlam Rav Lazar ben Yaakov Hainu de Ichsi Lepischa. Then it makes sense that the door would be covered of the Hechel. And that's why you had to make lower the wall of the eastern wall on top of that door had to be very low so that the Kohen could look over the top of that wall. Eli Amat Rabbanan, if it's going like the Rabbanan who say there was no elevation between what? The Ezra Yisrael and the Ezra Kohenim. So what's the elevation of the Ulam over the eastern wall? Only 19.5 Amos. You could still look through the door and you would get the bottom half amma of the ulam. You would be able to peer through that. And if so, the wall on top of the eastern wall could be a regular 40 amas. I don't have to look over the wall. I could look under the wall through the door and still catch the entrance into the heichal. So we see that all those Stam Mishnayis must be going to Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov, and that's why the wall had to be a short one, that the Kohen could look over, because under he would not be able to see it, because the elevation of the Ulam was 20.5 or 22 Amos above where the Shar HaMizrach was. This is the Gemara's Raya. Comes along Rabbi Abba Avomer, no, I could disagree. It doesn't have to be Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov. You have no proof. Why? Homani Rabbi Yehuda. This is going like Rabbi Yehuda. Why? I could really say, in other words, it was 19.5 Amos. So what's your question if it's 19.5 Amos? Why can't you have a regular wall on top of the eastern gate? And you could still look through the door of the eastern gate and still see the Heichel. You have a half Amma left. No, there was something else that was blocking the entrance into the Heichel. You know what that was? The Mizbeach. There was a Mizbeach right in front of the doors. The Sanya we learned in a Brice, Rabbi Yehuda Oimer, HaMizbeach Memutzuva Oimer Be'emtza Azorah. The Mizbeach was right smack in the middle of the Azorah. Ushloish Mishnaim Amos Hoyloi. The Mizbeach was a square, 32 Amos, northeast, north to south, and east to west. As we turn to Daf Tezayim of Beis, Eser Amos Keneged Pisker Shalaychla was 10 Amos facing the door of the Heichal, Yud Aleph Amalitzofen, 11 Amos to the north, Yud Aleph Amaladorm, and 11 Amos to the south. Nimtzim is Beach Mechuvim Keneged Heichal V'Kois Olav. It comes out that the Mizbeach was right in front of the entrance to the Heichal, including its walls. The Heichal, the entrance in the Heichal was 20 Amos. On each side of the Heichal, there was a wall that was thick 6 Amos. So you have a total of how much? 32 Amos. So now we say that the Mizbeach, the 32 Amos of the Mizbeach, which is exactly 32 Amos, so it was Keneged, in other words, the door that went into the Ulam and into the Heichal was exactly in the middle between north and south of the Beis HaMikdash. So, how wide was that door? 10 Amos. Why was it wide 10 Amos? Because on each side it had a mezuzah, it had a post that was 5 Amos in width. I have 6 Amos of the wall, I have 5 Amos of the mezuzah, that gives me 11 on each side, north and south, which is a total of 22. I have in the middle an entranceway of 10 Amos, which gives you the total of 32. The Mizbeach, which was 32, was mamish against the Heichal and its walls, because 10 Amos of the Mizbeach was right against the 10 Amos of the entrance into the Heichal, and then on each side you have 11 Amos left, to give you a total of 32. That was Keneged, the Kaisel of the Heichal, which was 6 Amos, plus the Mezuzah, which was another 5 Amos. You had 11 on each side, that makes up your total of 32. So the Gemara is saying, maybe I don't hold like Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov. I hold that it's only 19.5 Amos elevation between the Shar HaMizrach and the Ulam. So your question was, If so, why did that wall on top of the gate have to be lowered so the Kohen could look over? Why couldn't he look under and he would still see the Heichal? The answer is, it's not because it's going like Rav Lazar ben Yaakov, that it was 20 and a half or 22 amas high. It's going like Rav Yehuda. Rav Yehuda could agree it's 19 and a half amas. You know why I couldn't see that bottom half amma of the entrance to the Ulam? Because it was covered with the Mizbeach. That's why. So what's your riot at Stam Mishnah is going like Rav Lazar ben Yaakov. Now comes a question of the Gemara. What you're saying is not correct, says the Gemara. It cannot be going like Rav Yehuda. The Isal Kedaitach Midas Rav Yehuda he. If you're going to entertain this thought, that Masechta Midas is going according to Rav Yehuda, Mizbeach Be'emtza Hazor Mimashkachaslei. The Mizbeach doesn't work out. Based on Masechta Midos itself, it doesn't work out like Rabbi Yehuda Shita that the Mizbeach was in the middle. Vatnan, we learned in a Stam Mishnah Masechta Midos the following. In other words, Rabbi Lazar ben Yaakov disagrees with Rabbi Yehuda, who holds what? That the Mizbeach was centered right in front of the door of the Heichal. Rather, Rabbi Lazar ben Yaakov holds it was towards the south, as we're going to prove from these Mishnayos. So you can't say that that other Mishnah is going like a Yehuda, because the Mishnayos itself and Midas disagree with that. This Vasnan, call Azor Hoysarich Meu Shmoin Visheva. The length of the Azor means when you entered from the Ezra's Nashim into the Ezra's Yisrael, from the Ezra's Yisrael until the back wall behind the Kodesh HaKadoshim was a length of 187 Amas. Al Reichav on the width, Meu Shleshav Chamish by 135. Now let's explain the length. Mina Mizrach Lamara. As you entered from east to west in length, Meu Shmoin Visheva was 187. How do I get to 187? Makom Drisus Ragli Yisrael Yud Aleph Amma. I have 11 Amas where the Yisrael could be in the Azara. Makom Drisus Ragli HaKahanim Yud Aleph Amma. I have another 11 Amas where the Kahanim were in the Azara, which already gives you 22. Mizbeach Shloishim Ishtayim. Remember, the Mizbeach was a square, so if you're going from east to west, it was 32 Amis. So I add 22 and 32, you get 54. Beno Ulam le Mizbeach, in the place between the front of the Ulam and the Mizbeach, how many Amis were there? Esr Mishtaim, 22 Amis. That's 54 plus 22, you have 76. Vahechol Kufama, the length of the Hechol till the end of the Kodesh HaKadoshim was another 100 Amis, is 76 and 100 is 176. The Yud Aleph Amma, Achore Beis HaKaporos. Behind the Beis HaKaporos, which is another name for the Kodesh HaKadoshim, the house where you had the cover of the Oren, where the Oren was placed, it had a Kaporos on top of it. So that's the Kodesh HaKadoshim. Behind the Kodesh HaKadoshim, until you got to the wall, which was the wall of the Har Habayis, that was another 11 Amma. 176 and 11 is 187. So the length we have clear is 187. Now the Gemara goes from the width, from north, from south to north. Min Hadorim Letzofim, from south to north, Meya Ushoshim Chamish, I have a total of 135 Ammas. You remember that the Ezra's Nashim was also exactly the width, 135 Amas. That's the width of the Beis HaMikdash. So how do I get to 135 Amas? HaKevesh, there was a ramp in front of the Mizbeach. The HaMizbeach and the Mizbeach together is Shishim Ushtayim, is 62. So really it's 64, because really the Kevesh was 32. However, the Kevesh went on top of the foundation of the Mizbeach called the Yisod. It also went on top of the Sovev, which was built into the Mizbeach, a place where the Kohanim could walk around the Mizbeach. So the Kevesh covered those two Amis. They overlapped, in other words. Therefore, the Mizbeach and the Kevesh together is not 64. Each one was 32. It's not 64. It's only 62. Min HaMizbeach L'Tabois, from the Mizbeach until the rings. The rings was where they put the animals that were going to be slaughtered for korbanos into the neck, into those rings to do the shechita. So the space between the Mizbeach, the end of the Mizbeach until those rings, is another Ches Amis 8. So I have 62 and 8 is 70. Mokamat Taboyz, how much place did the Taboyz take up? Esrim Rabor was 24 Amos. So it's 70 and 24 is 94. Minat Taboyz Lushulchan is from the rings until the tables on which they used to wash the innards of the Korbonis was Arba, was 4. So I have 94 and 4 is 98. Minat Shulchan is Lananasim. There were pygmy poles coming out of the ground. From the Shulchanis to the Nanasim is Arba, is another 4. So that gives me 98 plus 4 is 102. Min Nanasim l'Kaisel Azor Echesamis. And from the Nanasim until the wall of the Azor on the north side is Chesamis. Gives you 102 and 8 is 110. Now, we have left. We said the total of 135. So we have left how much unaccounted for? 25. So 4 Amis, Rashi says, from a Pasuk in Yecheskel was the space that the Shulchanos took up. The Shulchanos, each one was an Amma, and therefore 4 together, one next to the other, would take up 4 Amis. That's what the space of the Shulchanos. So we have already 114. 135 minus 114 leaves 21 Amis unaccounted for. So on that, the Gemara continues and says, "Va'moiser ben akevish ulekaisel u'makem ananasin." We also did not make a cheshbon from the southern wall until the beginning of the ramp. How much space was there? So we'll give half of 21 to that, and we also didn't include before how much space did those pygmy poles take up. So we'll give half of that space to that. In other words, it'll come out that from the southern wall until the beginning of the ramp was 10.5 Amis, and the place that the Nanasin took up was equally 10.5. That gives you a total of 135 Amis. And now the Gemara is going to prove its point. The Isal Kedatach Midos, Rabbi Yehudi, if you're going to say Masechta Midos, goes according to Rabbi Yehuda, Mizbech Be'emtza Azorah, Mimashkachesle. His shita is that the Mizbech was in the middle of the Azorah. And it covered the entranceway into the Heichal, but that can't be what the Mishnayis and Midos holds like. Because as we saw from this Mishnah, let's make a cheshbon. You have 10.5 from the southern wall until the Kevesh. The Kevesh and the Mizbech was a total of how much? Was 62. So 62 and 10.5 is 72.5. How wide was the whole Beis HaMikdash? 135. Half of 135 is how much? Is 67.5. So it comes out that the bulk of the Mizbeach was on the southern part. It wasn't smack in the middle in front of the door of the Heichal. There was, because half of the, exactly half of the Beis HaMikdash is 67.5. According to the cheshbon we made, we have 72.5. So that means 67.5 of the Kevesh and the Mizbeach is towards the south, and it's sticking out a little bit in the northern part of 5 Amis. So mainly, you can't say it's going like Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda holds that the 32 Amis of the Mizbeach, the whole 32 Amis was exactly opposite the 32 Amis which the width of the Heichal took up. So it would be sticking out more than 5 Amis. So that's a proof that can't be going like Rabbi Yehuda. Rashi has a question. Let's just finish the Gemara. As we just showed, most of the Mizbech was in the southern part. So the Gemara continues on Daf Yud Zayin Amud Aleph. Shmamino, Rav Elazar ben Yaakov, Shmamino. So this is a proof that Stam Mishnayos and Masechta Midos is going according to Rav Elazar ben Yaakov. And Rav Elazar ben Yaakov doesn't hold like Rav Yehuda that the Mizbech was right in the middle. So first of all, Rashi has a question. We still don't prove that it's Rav Elazar ben Yaakov. Why? Because maybe the 5 Amis that were sticking out covered, you remember we said that how much was the empty space of a door going into the Heichal? 10 Amis. Because you had 6 Amis of a wall on each side, you had 5 Amis of a doorpost on the side, so that was a total of, on each side, of 11, with 11 is 22. The whole width of the Hekel was 32. So you have in the middle, you have an entranceway of 10 amas. So now, and we said that the door of the Hekel was right in the middle. If it was right in the middle, how much was on the northern side? How much was on the southern side of the entrance? 5 amas. That made up the total of 10. So maybe the 5 amas that the Mizbeach jutted out from south to north, those 5 amas exactly covered the space of the entranceway into the Hekel on the northern side. So you still couldn't see it. We said before it must be going according to Blazer Yaakov. There's no other explanation of why the eastern wall had to be lower. The only explanation is because you had to look over the top, but you couldn't look under, and that only works out according to Blazer Ben Yaakov. Why? Even if I say that there was not 20.5 or 22 amas in elevation, there was only 19.5, I still would have a problem with seeing it because it would be covered by the Mizbeach. You're right, it doesn't go like Rabbi Yehuda, but what's your proof to Rabbi Lezer ben Yaakov? The proof was based on the concept that only because Rabbi Lezer ben Yaakov says there was another amma or 2.5 ammas of elevation were you unable to look through the gate of the eastern side of the Har HaBayis. But that's not true. Even if 19.5 amas is all you have, so what are you asking me? Well, I could see through that half amma? No, I can't, because the Mizbeach is covering it. True, the Mizbeach's not in the middle, but I have 5 amas that's shutting out. Those 5 amas exactly will cover the entranceway. On this, Rashi answers that no, I don't have 5 amas, because there was an amma of the Yisod which was sticking out. When we say the Mizbeach is 32 amas, it includes 2 amas that were sticking out from the rest of the Mizbeach. As the Mizbeach got higher and higher, it shrunk in width. The Mizbeach was 32 amas at the bottom, counting the Yisod, the foundation. But then it went in 1 amma. As you went further up the Mizbeach, it went in another amma for the Sovev, where the Kohanim would be able to walk around. So it comes out how much was jutting out? Only 3 ammas. So why couldn't I look through the door, if I'm not going like Rabbi Lezer ben Yaakov, look through the door, and I'll see on the northern side of the entranceway into the Hekel, I have 2 amas from which to look in into the Hekel. So therefore, the only way that we can understand why the wall on top of the eastern gate was lower than all the other walls is because I hold like Rabbi Lezer ben Yaakov that there was an elevation of 20.5 or 22 amas, and then I can't see it. But the Mizbeach itself would not be a problem because I have 2 amas on the northern side that I could still see into the Hekel. However, Rashi asks another question that Rabbi Lezer ben Yaakov's shita itself is that the Mizbeach didn't go like Rabbi Yehuda, but it didn't even jut out 5 amas into the northern part. Rabbi Lezer ben Yaakov's shita itself, we find, is that the Mizbeach ended precisely at the middle of the width of the Beis Hamikdash, which was 67.5 amas. So Rashi says, Einachanami, we'll have to say here in the sugya that it's going like Rabbi Lezer ben Yaakov, and then we will have to say that the 21 amas that we have unaccounted for from north to south, we won't divide it evenly, 11.5 from the wall of the southern wall until the beginning of the ramp, and 11.5 for the short poles, but rather we'll have to only put 5.5 amas from the southern wall until the ramp, and the remainder we will have to, which will be 15.5 amas, will have to be the place of the short poles. Then it works out perfectly. So it works out 5.5 from the southern wall until the kevesh, 62 amas, including the kevesh and the mizbeach, 62 amas, and 5.5 amas is 67.5. That's where the mizbeach ended, and the only reason why you needed a shorter wall is because you had an elevation of 20.5 amas or 22 amas, and therefore he could not see. But if it would be because of the Mizbeach itself, according to Rabbi Lezer ben Yaakov, in fact, there's nothing that's protruding in the last five amos of the Heichal, because the base, the Mizbeach, ends right in the middle of the width of the Beis HaMikdash, which is right in the middle of the entranceway into the Heichal. So you have five amos left in the Heichal, in the entranceway, where you could look into it. So why did the eastern wall have to be lower? The answer is, because those five amos won't help me, because I have an elevation of 20.5 amos, or 22 amos, from the bottom of the Heichal, higher than the top of the door of the eastern wall. So if I'm looking through that door, I can't see anything. I can't see through the wall of the Heichal because it's elevated. Therefore, I had to have a shorter wall, and the Kohen would peer over that short wall, and then he would be able to see it. So the conclusion of this entire daf is that we have proved conclusively that the sugya, the Mishnayos, and Masechet Amidos, who's the Stam Mishnah of Lazman Yaakov, and therefore, this is our first answer on the Stira. The Mishnah in Tamid is going like a different Tana, who says that the Lishkas Hataloyim was northwest, and the Mishnah in Masechet Amidos is going like the Stam Mishnah of Lazman Yaakov, who says that the Lishkas Hataloyim was in the southwest. And in tomorrow's year, we will see on Daf Yud Zayin Amud Aleph another answer to the question that we will not have to say that the Mishnah Masechta Midos is going like Rabbi Lazar ben Yaakov.